Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
And we welcome you to Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Chris Williams on location in Humboldt for RBTV. So Brent Bloom joined tonight by the voice of the fan, that is Adam Gray. We are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny for the Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. And Gray, the Cyclones are 1-0, Cyhawk week. And Williams doesn't want to be part of the good stuff, takes off to Humboldt.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate it, though. It opens it up for me to get in here and be on with you, Brent, the guy who, I must say, he did a fantastic job on Cyclones TV on Saturday.
That was all Sage Rosenfels that did that. But it's nice, finally, after 12-13, or 13-14, when Iowa State lost their opener, to go into week 2 1-0.
It does. It feels great. And I'll tell you what, me, along with, I think, 61,000 other fans, when we got down 7-0, started to sweat it a little bit, think, hey, is this where we're going again? But credit the football team of Paul Rhodes for not freaking out, staying the course. And then once Iowa State kind of took charge, there was no looking back. They clearly dominated that game, especially the second half.
Now we get into Cyhawk week, so we'll get into the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll preview that game. We'll also have our weekly pick segment with Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Tim Mullen stops by, and he's got a heck of a deal. It was a heck of a deal last week. I think an even better deal this week for Cyhawk week. We'll also talk to the docs up in Ames, talk to Dr. Bryant, Dr. Peter Buck. And we'll get into all sorts of stuff, Big 12 football. We'll get the picks as well. And let's start, though. Iowa State, you and I, 7-0 Panthers.
Yes.
And Iowa State turns the ball over on their side of the field. What's going through your mind watching that one?
Well, the first thing I thought of right away is we've heard all fall camp that the coaches were starting to push the players as far as, hey, when adversity hits this year, how are we going to respond? So right away, once Bundridge fumbled that ball, I thought to myself, is this Iowa State team going to respond like the coaches said that they were going to, or are they going to fold like we saw a lot of times the last couple years? And like I said, they did. They answered right away, got an interception, turned the tide, and from there wasn't really any looking back. They just pinned their tails back and went and got it.
And I think what we saw right away, especially the defensive line in stopping the run game, if you remember in the first quarter of the UNI game, the North Dakota State game last year, even though Iowa State had a 14-0 lead, you could see that they're going to push around a bit up front. But that defensive line came to play. Demond Tucker's first impression in the Cyclone uniform. That guy might not be 6 foot tall, but boy, that is something they haven't had on the defensive line in a long time.
He stood out right away. I mean, even you look at his stats, and he had a sack, which was great. He only had 2 tackles, but his impact on the game was a lot more than just the 2 tackles. He was constantly in the backfield, wreaking havoc. Dale Pearson's interception was a direct correlation to how fast Tucker was able to get pressure on the quarterback. So I think you see an increase in speed on the defensive line for Iowa State, which is really exciting.
We'll also take your phone calls here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show at 284-5966. Other guys stood out on defense. Jay Jones, fantastic. He's kind of not talked about. Quiet kid.
Yep.
Was a transfer, originally signed with North Carolina State. He went JUCO. Jordan Harris, who is the often forgot about guy, middle linebacker, he combined with Jones. They led the team with 9 tackles. Harris, who sat out last year, probably could have helped the team, but I think better off for sitting out. And another linebacker that I thought jumped off the page in the second half, Reagan Northrup,
yes,
who had a sack, kind of a Superman-type sack. His older brother, Reggie, is a starting linebacker for Florida State. I mean, there's some good bloodlines. His brother, Reggie, led Florida State in tackles last year, and obviously a very good Florida State team. But there's some speed there. Nothing against, like, Alton Meeks and those type of guys from last year, but the defense clearly has upgraded the speed.
And it stood out right away. There was times where it looked like you and I might have a little crease and Iowa State closed, which is something, like you said, you didn't see last year. So, you know, I'm excited to see it. And one thing, too, that you didn't mention, not only did they have speed, but when they hit those UNI guys, they stuck them. They weren't hitting and falling back 3 yards, and you and I would still get 4 or 5 yards. They would hit, and they would stick them right there. So it was, all in all, I would say it was about an A effort out of that defense, especially after that UNI touchdown drive.
Now, offensively, a little shaky to start.
Yeah.
Sam wasn't the sharpest. I mean, percentage-wise, still completed over 70% of his passes and spread the ball around. Receivers were stellar. Lazard, clearly a standout. Dondre Daley was nice. Devarre Montgomery and Bundridge had their moments. Montgomery maybe a little more quiet than we thought, and, of course, Bundridge with the two fumbles on him wasn't his fault. But how would you assess the offense through game one?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, they definitely improved. The first half was a struggle, and I think the most frustrating part was the defense continued to get stops, and then special teams, Lazard really, I mean, what an impact he made on special teams. Constantly giving that Iowa State offense great field position at you on UNI territory, and Iowa State offense just couldn't take advantage of it. So, you know, I think there was a couple things we saw that were positive. The wide receivers obviously passed the eye test. They got open. Like you said, Sam was hesitant. But if they're going to beat Iowa and they're going to go on to win 5, 6, 7 games like all Iowa State fans are hoping, the offense is going to need to step up and improve from week one performance.
Love to hear from you. 284-5966. Have your expectations changed for this Iowa State football season? It's only one game, but clearly some signs of improvement from a year ago here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, and there's fantasy football drafts going on.
Yeah, I mean,
this is it.
If
you're not doing your fantasy draft tonight, then I don't know what you're waiting for, because NFL starts tomorrow, the Steelers and the Patriots, so you better get it in.
How many leagues you in, Bloom?
Three.
Three? Wow. That's, you know, actually anymore, that's low, isn't it? Who was the guy Ryan we golf with? He said he's in something like 25 leagues or something crazy.
I don't understand
like
how you keep track of all those
guys. I don't either. But
I hate every single one of my teams, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, fun time of year.
Iowa, how much did you see of the Hawkeyes in week one?
I got to watch the first half before I headed up to Ames. Really impressed with them. They were a lot more physical on the offensive line than I thought. I mean, you heard all fall camp about how the defensive line was really abusing Iowa's offensive line, and you could see that based on what Drew Ott was able to do in that game. But Iowa's offensive line was physical. They looked strong, like the Kirk Ferentz teams we saw 5, 10 years ago.
Right.
So, but at the same time, just like Iowa State and UNI, you just never know when you play these FCS schools. Depth is so much shorter for those teams. They can get worn down easier. But all in all, I would say Iowa far exceeded my expectations.
It's interesting to me because they ran the ball really well, over 200 yards, the
yes.
Hawkeyes. And that's obviously a huge matchup on Saturday, is Iowa State's defensive line, which has looked to be improved. But if you look at the past couple of years, when Iowa State's been successful against Iowa, they have stopped the run. And last year, with that atrocious defensive line that Iowa State had, I mean, they had Mitchell Myers move inside
yes.
for the Iowa game. And they held Iowa under 100 yards, really controlled the line of scrimmage. Now you throw some upgrades mm-hmm. on that defensive line. Plus, you have an Iowa O-line that still is trying to replace a top 10 NFL draft pick. And I didn't see much out of Illinois State. And so I look at this game and I say, there's two unproven groups. I think the Iowa offensive line could be okay, but we really don't know quite what they have yet.
No, we don't. And like you said, we don't know what, when they match up against a DeMond Tucker, someone that's got the size and the speed. And it's going to be interesting. What do you think, Brent? Do you think that they're going to go more to a 4-3? I know the coaching staff's talked about it. It obviously tends to, you know, play into what Iowa does in a power offense.
I'd like to see who adjusts to who. And I think there's a chess match here on both sides, because you've got Iowa State, and I didn't chart what they did, but it was pretty much exclusively 3-4.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Against you and I, but they did play that spread system with the running quarterback. Who adjusts to who? Does Iowa State go four defensive linemen? I don't know if they're deep enough at that spot, although they do get Trent Taylor back, which is forgotten about, who had a very good camp. He was suspended for week one. We saw what Dale Pearson did. And Drew Ott's getting all this attention nationally and in the state. Not off deserved. He had 2 sacks. Nobody's talking about Dale Pearson.
They're not.
3 sacks and an interception. And he, who came, Pearson came on the end of last year and obviously was great in week one. I think Ott probably has the better reputation, but Iowa State's got some pretty good defensive ends, too.
Yes, they do. And listening to Wally Burnham yesterday, he really was talking up Trent Taylor as the best run-stopping defensive end on Iowa State's team, which is what they're going to need going against Iowa.
And then Daniel Burton, his health still up in the air. I mean, he got dinged up in camp, did not go in week one. I thought Amoyla and Tyesi did okay at times, not outstanding. It'd be nice to have Burton, but if he's not 100%, I don't know what to expect from him.
You know, if he's not 100%, in my opinion, Brent, you try to hold him off until after that bye week, because he's such a valuable player that I think Iowa State can get a win against Iowa and get a win against Toledo, but they can't beat these better teams without a Daniel Burton on the field. That's my take.
And Paul Rhodes said yesterday, when he looks at this game, first thing he's looking at is the defensive line and the offensive line. That battle has often determined who won the game. 2 years ago, Iowa owned Iowa State up front.
Yes.
They ran for a bunch of yardage. Weissman went wild. It ended up being close late, but it's clear that Iowa had the advantage up front. Last year, I thought Iowa State did a nice job of controlling the line of scrimmage on both sides. They blocked Carl Davis and Trinket Passat very well, were able to have some ground game. And I thought Sam Richardson in 2014 played one of his best games as a Cyclone in Kinnick to have two game-winning drives late in the fourth quarter.
He did, and hopefully he can grow on that. I mean, he's obviously has confidence playing against Iowa, and we all know that Sam's got the talent to do it. So he's got the receivers, he's got the talent. It's just a matter of going out and doing it, and I'm confident he'll get it done this weekend.
284-5966, the number. We want to talk about one of our friends. He's in the building today.
He's in the house.
At Ben Fulmer's in Ankeny with his son. They're eating a Paul Rhodes pizza, and that is Mark Charter. He is Central Iowa's most recommended realtor, and you know why. He simply offers more. Where do you start, Adam? Well, let's run down the list. Access to a free moving truck. You've got short-term three-month listing contracts, free professional cleaning before you move in, free storage, and for sellers, your choice of flexible commission. You choose the plan that's best for you, 5, 6, or 7%. I know you just recently sold your home.
This is how good Mark Charter is.
And you use Mark Charter.
Yeah, he's this good, guys. And I'm not. This isn't a story I'm making up here. It's 100% real. Mark Charter is so good. He sold my house before the sign was even in my yard. That's how good it was. I mean, it was unbelievable. He called me up. He said, hey, I got someone that actually is looking for a house in your area. And that's what a good realtor does, too. They're always listening, trying to find someone that fits your house. And it could not have been a more smooth process for me and my family. So recommend to anyone out there, listen, you're looking to buy or sell a house, contact Mark Charter, markcharter.com.
He's a good dude as well. You can check out Trulia.com. You can even find Mark hanging out in his own special forum specifically for real estate questions on CycloneFanatic.com. Get markcharter.com or call text at 515-864-6444. We will continue with the Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show after this on 1460 KXNO.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday. Forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number. 330-2930. Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman, down on 94th Street, to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job. Job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search-for-the-flag-you-want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Mr. Pollard has to be a little bit happier, a little more pep in his step this week as Iowa State wins their opener over Northern Iowa, 31-7. We are back here on the Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, filling in for Chris Williams, who's on RVTV in Humboldt. If you're going to go to Humboldt, I recommend a stop. They have a combo Hardee's and Red Burrito. Ooh. They're on Highway 69. Hard to top. It's also hard to top the Buffalo Chicken Pizza here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny.
It's a must. Every Thursday that we're here, Wednesday this week, that's what we go with. It never leads us astray.
That is the voice of the fan, Adam Gray, who fills in for Chris Williams this week. I am Brent Bloom, and we are always pleased to be joined by our buddy from Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive. That is Tim Mullen. C-Dub always botches his name, and it bothers me. So I said, Tim, there's one thing I'm going to do today. I'm going to say your name correctly. There's no S on the end. It is Tim Mullen.
That is correct.
Of Nebraska Furniture. He's too nice of a guy to correct C-Dub, but I said, I've had enough. It's Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clyde.
And I will actually backseat up on this. I've been spelling it wrong the entire time. So he's reading it from the sheet, and
To be fair, it's not the first time, and I doubt it will be the last. But just get close. They'll figure out who I am.
C-Dub's a lot like Ron Burgundy. There's a lot of similarities. He just reads what Adam tells him to say, and also like San Diego.
I appreciate the correction, though, Bloom. Thank you, sir.
So I have a birdie at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clyde. And she tells me 10 a.m. Friday, the day after the Fanatic radio show yesterday, there was a Cyclone Fanatic at the door waiting for the store to open to get a TV deal.
Yeah, before we even opened, sitting outside waiting as our employees coming in the store to work, Cyclone Fanatics, they're ready to go waiting for the deal on the TV last week.
So I think some capitalized on it. So if you're hovering by your ready to unveil this week's Cyclone Fanatic deal of the week, and this is something I hate doing. It's washing the dishes.
Yeah.
But this might make me want to wash the dishes.
This will make you want to go. It's, you know, I was looking at the deals we were setting up for the show, and I've had a lot of Cyclone Fanatics. You know, Adam's told me a lot of people are looking for this, people are looking for that. Ironically enough, last week, the first week, somebody said, hey, when are you going to have a dishwasher on? And all jokes aside, we got one this week, ladies and gentlemen. And we got a great deal for you as well.
It is a fantastic deal. Are you reading this off here?
I'm going to go for it here. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go and spit it out here this week. What we got is we got limited quantity while supplies last. We have a stainless steel Samsung dishwasher. MSRP on this is $1,999, just shy of $2,000. Just shy of that. We're going to sell it for Cyclone Fanatics for $199. Now, limited quantities while supplies last.
Now, Tim, I'm not a mathematician by any means, but that's $1,800 off the dishwasher.
It sounds like you got an A in math to me, my friend.
And that is an unbelievable deal.
Yeah, it actually gets a little bit better, too. When I said to my buyers, limited quantity, we need to do more for people that are going to be coming in after that. And they said, hey, let's do this, too. All Samsung appliances throughout the store, let's take another 15% off our tag price. So if you haven't been to Nebraska Furniture Mart before, we shop every day,
right?
Use our electronic pricing tags, use the computer system, and download the best prices in town, guaranteed every day when you come into our store. We'll take another 15% off that tag price on all Samsung appliances this Thursday morning. We're changing it a little bit because of the Wednesday night show. Still a three-day deal. Thursday morning we open at 10 o'clock through Saturday when we close at 5 o'clock. 15% off all Samsung appliances tag price.
Wow.
On top of the dishwasher deal, while supplies last.
That is a phenomenal deal. I think I know what I'm doing. I'm buying a new house.
Yes.
You know this.
Yeah, we've talked. Yeah, we're helping you out there.
Thursday morning.
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
You're there.
I'll be there.
You're there.
Yep.
I just bought some Samsung washer and dryers about a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't I wait?
Well, how are they working for you, though?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, where'd you get them from,
the
Brett?
Right now. It's high quality.
Where'd you get them from?
Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, quality work. Quality work. Customer service here is outstanding, by the way. And no, 50% off. And Samsung is high quality brand.
It is, absolutely. So, you know, having them come back and say another 15 on top of what we're already doing at the lowest price in town, I was very happy with, again, what my buyers came up with. Again, continue to make great deals for the Cyclone Fanatic fans out there.
And
so
that is
happy.
15% off Thursday through Saturday.
Correct.
So
tag price, yep.
Get your dishwasher, get your Samsung appliances before Saturday, Cyhawk football game Saturday, NFL game Sunday.
Yeah.
Wash your dishes Monday with your
Can't
new appliances.
Wrong.
And now, Tim, when you stop in to buy these appliances, you can also enter a drawing for
there
a great price.
Drawing.
Tell
very,
me about that.
Very nice, Adam.
Yeah, thank you.
So on top of that, every week, you know, we're doing the weekly pick'ems here with you guys, having a great time talking some football. But we also, as we announced last week, we have our grand prize we're doing again this year in conjunction with the weekly pick'ems. But you don't have to be a part of the pick'ems. You can just stop by the store, fill out a, you know, enter the win slip, drop it in the old box. It's limit one per person, but if you win the weekly pick'em, we'll throw a second one in there for you. And what we're giving away this year at the end of the season is we're giving away the grand prize deal, which is a Dish Network mobile dish. We're giving away an Epson portable projector. And we're also giving in a daylight 73-inch portable projection screen. So you can take that entire tailgating experience anywhere you go. Stop on in the store, fill out. No, you know, purchase to enter. Must be 18. Stop in. We'll take care and get you signed up. Great deal.
And you don't even need to win the pick'em, but there's a couple ways to enter. Go in the store.
Yep.
Get entered right away. It's a fantastic package.
Yep.
And you're going to be the star of the tailgate lot.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm very excited to make that call at the end of the year. Last year, like I said last week, the kegerator was a great phone call. The person that won it was so excited. I can't wait to make this call at the end of the year and tell somebody they won this package.
You bring that to a tailgate, you don't have to bring food or drinks for the whole year.
No, people will take care of you the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done.
So.
And it's a good thing you can enter at the store as well, because on the pick'em last week.
Oh, geez, here we go.
There's a certain individual at this table that had six games week one, decided to do the clean sweep 6-0. I'm here for one more week, then I'm moving to Vegas. 6-0 for Bloom, week one. Everybody's looking up at the leader. So if you're listening right now on the radio, you should probably get a pen, write down my picks, because I'm going to make you a rich person.
You can talk now, because we know it's about to turn around for you.
It's probably going to go the other way.
0-6 is coming
right now.
It's
going the other way really quickly, so actually do what I say and go the opposite direction. But let's get into some picks.
Sure.
It's my favorite part of the show. Let's start it off in the SEC. It is LSU in their opener. They did not play last week. They're giving 3.5 on the road at Mississippi State and the Dak Prescott Show.
Yeah.
It started off with the guest of honor, Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clyde.
I thought the guest of honor was the fan. I appreciate that.
We can get Gray anytime.
Adam Gray. No, I think not having the game last week, I think it hurts a little bit. Not having that tune-up, getting the real feel of a game, and just Dak Prescott had his warm-up game. I don't see how LSU comes in and does this. I take Mississippi State at home.
And Gray's going to act as Chris Williams.
Yeah, I'm going to do Chris's picks. And I'm actually, if I disagree with him, I'm going to tell you I disagree with him, too.
Please do.
I would expect
most times
less.
I think Williams is kind of an idiot. So Williams thinks right here, he thinks LSU not only wins, but wins big, 31-10.
Wow.
Not so fast on that one. I agree with Mr. Tim Mullen. The coach of Mississippi State's last name is what?
Mullen. Not
think
with
about,
an S.
Think about that for a second. Mississippi State wins that game out right at home.
There. Is he related?
No, I wish.
Hit that up. Give me some tickets to a Mississippi State game. I am on board with the folks at this table. Give me the dogs at home.
Wow.
The live home dog at home. And I know LSU's good. There's some people's choice to be a dark horse Final Four contender, but that is a brutal way to open.
Yeah, I don't think you can go that far with that pick right now. It's one of those things, maybe after this, maybe next week we'll be sitting here going, okay, apparently LSU is LSU.
And Leonard,
I just don't think you can do that right now.
Fournette is a heck of a back. That's a tough opener, though. I like the home team getting points. Because all SEC games end 17-14 anyway, so give me 3 points and I'll take that. Next game, we'll start it with Gray/Williams. Boise State on the road, favored by 2.5 in Provo against the Taysom Hill-less BYU Cougars.
William says Mormon momentum.
Jeez.
Without the quarterback, Mormons are mad. BYU wins 28-24. I disagree with him again. I think the fact that Taysom Hill is not there, he's the leader of that team, he's the best player on that team. I think Boise State goes into BYU, a tough place to play against a very good team, and they win that game by a touchdown.
Tim?
I think confidence goes a long way in this game.
Yeah.
And I agree that Hill got put out last week, but the backup that came in, and I apologize, I don't have his name on the edge of my tongue
here. It's Mangum.
Thank you. He didn't look too bad.
No.
And I don't know if you got a chance to see those receivers that played for them. They're some big kids. I think both of their starting receivers are 6'5" or better, and that kid wasn't afraid to throw the ball. And I think with that confidence at home, I got BYU here easily beaten. You know, I got 10, 15 points over this.
I went both ways on this. I had a chuckle today when I was looking at this. It's a freshman quarterback for BYU, right? So you think, okay, 18-year-old kid on the road. But no, I mean, it's the BYU, and he went on a mission trip to Chile. He's 22 years old.
Yeah.
So he's not.
Yeah.
It's not like you're throwing, you know, some rook out there who's never played before.
You're throwing Chris Winkie out there.
This guy's had some experience.
He's 27.
I think Boise State's defense is filthy. I mean, they're a team that could really actually. I think they might even run the table. They're that good. This is a huge game for them. Their offense was shaky against Washington in game one, but I like what they have at their skill positions. I think Boise State goes in there and wins that game.
I like it.
Houston at Louisville. This game features two former Iowa State assistant coaches. You've got Tom Herman at Houston. And then you've got Chris Klonakis, the offensive line coach at Louisville, and his famed pistol. Louisville loses last week in a tough one in their opener. Houston blew out some schmo. But Louisville favored by 11 at home. Let's start with Tim.
The fun thing about this game is it won't be a 6-3 game. There's going to be a lot of points scored here. Offense is going to be dominant. With the offenses involved, 11 points seems like a lot to me. I think it's going to be back and forth. He who has the ball last wins this game. I can see Louisville winning it, but I think not by 11. I take Houston here.
You know why I know my picks are good this week? They're all different than Chris's. Every single one so far. Chris, he's got Louisville winning this game 41-35, but he's got Houston, so Houston's covering.
Right.
I look at it, Louisville had a tough first game at Auburn, right? But they started slow. They got their legs under them. They rebounded. They made it kind of a game there at the end. I think this is a very tough first challenging game for Herman as a head coach, and I think he gets welcomed to big boy football with an absolute beating. I think they get beat by 30-plus.
Wow. That's exactly my thought as well. I think it could get ugly in Louisville. In fact, if there's one game I like on here, that's the one. Louisville, 11 points. I think that could get up to the 28-30 region, so I'll take the Cardinals as well. This game is big for the Big 12.
Huge game.
Big 12 on the road in Oklahoma at Tennessee in the SEC. It's a pick'em. Knoxville, not the easiest place to go and play. But here, I like Oklahoma. After what Texas did last week, this completely disastrous performance at Notre Dame, the Big 12 needs a statement win. And Bob Stoops has to be the guy to provide a statement win. He's talked a lot over the last couple of years about the Big 12 and the SEC. Well, here's your time to put up or shut up, Bob, because this is a big-time atmosphere. Oklahoma needs to show up. I think they do. Adam/C-Dub.
When I saw this line, I saw it was a pick 'em. I thought, no way. It didn't make any sense to me. I thought Oklahoma should have been favored by 6 to a touchdown. And usually whenever I think that, I know that I should go the other way. And because of that, I'm taking Tennessee at home to win this game.
But keep in mind, there's no Iowa Hawkeyes throwing the ball in the field of play against Tennessee this time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To get some points. Okay.
I don't know. Is Trevor Knight going to come back and play quarterback? He might do something like that.
I got some stats for you this week, guys.
Tim did his research?
I brought some stats and research on this one. Okay, you ready for this? Tennessee gave up 420 yards passing to Bowling Green. 420 yards with no picks to Bowling Green. Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma's current quarterback, set the first game record for passing yards in Oklahoma history this weekend. I think they throw the ball all over Tennessee. I think Oklahoma goes in there. I'm guessing a 2-touchdown win over Tennessee. I think Tennessee's overrated at this point of the year.
It's a big game. We're on the same page with that, but I don't know. You're still going with Tennessee?
Yeah, and I don't feel good about it. It's one of those. Remember when Drake and Iowa State played basketball a couple of years ago with
Royce White year?
Yeah, and Iowa State was only favored by 2, and the line didn't make any sense. Bet heavy on Iowa State. Iowa State lost straight up. Ever since then, I've learned whenever I feel really good about a line, I just go the other way.
It's not a wise. That's a wise idea, but that should be a fascinating game there in Knoxville. It's really important for the Big 12. Another interconference matchup. It's the one everyone cares about. That's the Cy-Hawk game. Iowa and Iowa State. Well, that line, actually, there's one more. I'm forgetting
skipping
one.
Skipping one here.
So excited about the Cy-Hawk game. Oregon, Michigan State. First time Oregon's been an underdog since 2011. They're getting 3.5 points on the road in East Lansing against Sparty. What does C-Dub think?
C-Dub likes Sparty. And, you know, I got to agree with him. I look at this Oregon team. They got a quarterback who's been on campus, what, a couple weeks? And now he's got to go on the road to Michigan State to a team that's had a great defense for the last decade. I think that's too much for them to overcome. And he has Sparty winning by six. I'm along the same lines there. I don't think Oregon scores over 30 in this game.
And interesting, Oregon gave up 42 to Eastern Washington.
Correct.
Last week. That's problematic. Yeah. I'll also take the Big 12 or the Big 10 team.
Yeah, the defense was scary when I originally looked up this game and I saw what Oregon gave up on defense. The other key thing to me was is that, as impressive as their score was overall, Oregon ran for 3 touchdowns on 180 yards. So I don't see them running that on Michigan State because it looked like they ran it up. You think it's the quarterback. You find out it's the running back. You're not running that hard on Michigan State, especially not in East Lansing. I got Michigan State here by 7.
And, you know, there, as bad as this week is, college football-wise, there's like 4 or 5 really, really good games. This is one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That Oregon,
must-watch
Michigan
Saturday
State, that's going to be fantastic after the Iowa State-Iowa game. But let's talk about that 3:45 kick on Fox. Gus Johnson in the house. Joel Klatt in the house. We'll all be in the house as well. Iowa favored by 4.5. They're favored for the 15th straight year. That said, the teams have split the last 14. It's been dead even over the last 20. It's been dead even over the last 10. It's been dead even in the Rhodes-Ferentz matchups at 6. 4.5 points. Let's start with Tim Mullen of Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clyde.
You know, you hope after the first week, you see both those games and you come out of it going, I think because of this. And I don't know that you have that after week one. I think they both went out and beat teams they should have beat. And I think they both played well. You know, C.J. Beathard appeared to pass the eye test, but it's against Illinois State. Cyclones went out and won a game they should have won. 4.5 to me, with what we know to be this rivalry, it's just too much in my opinion. I wouldn't put 4.5 on Iowa. I think Iowa State covers the spread at a minimum, and it could go either way, but I'll take Iowa State to cover.
Yeah, I mean, I look at this two ways. For Iowa State to win, they got to shore up the passing game. They got to do a better job finding those talented wide receivers that they have. If they do that, they're going to win the game. For Iowa, I think they still, you know, everyone's excited about this change that they see Iowa taking, but
right.
It's still power football when I see Iowa. And they're going to beat Iowa State by running the ball, taking time of possession, keeping Iowa State off the field, winning the field position. I think at home, southeast end zone, which was phenomenal last week, by the way, Iowa State wins a close one. I don't think either team scores over 20. I see like a 17-14.
It's very possible.
And it's interesting because I thought in the past that these would be high-scoring games. I don't see it this time, but I don't know if it – but then we've seen we thought high-scoring games and they were low-scoring, including in 12 and 14. I tend to agree with you. Definitely take the points. I think this is a field goal game one way or the other. Both kickers are solid. Netton struggled week one, but he's Iowa State's most accurate kicker historically. He's been in that stage before with the game winner. I think it comes down to that, and who knows what will happen. But one thing I want to see, and we've seen it, Iowa State exploit this in the past, is those Iowa linebackers really didn't get tested a whole lot against Illinois State because their quarterback had no time at all. They really could not establish a passing
game.
And so they haven't seen, they've got brand new linebackers in some spots. Yeah, Jewel's been there. The other two guys are fairly new. And we've seen Iowa State really work them over in the slot. You saw in the Devondrick Neely touchdown a year ago. It was a wheel route against a linebacker.
Correct.
You've seen the big Iowa State receivers cause them problems in the past. And I want to see how they respond. I know Mangino is going to throw it early and throw it often. Because if there's a weakness for Iowa that has been tested, it is that linebacker matchup. Their corners are solid. I like King. I like Maven. Their safeties are okay. Lomax is decent. I don't know what the other guy. But I think if Iowa State's going to win, it's because Sam Richardson has a big day. And if the Cyclone, if they're going to win, he's going to throw for over 250 yards and a couple touchdowns. And I don't know if Iowa can slow him down. Now, on Iowa State's end, can they stop the run game? It's a new Iowa offensive line for the most part. They look great. In week one, was that Iowa's offensive line? Was that Illinois State's defensive line?
That's correct. I walked away from that game thinking that, going, was Illinois State not as good as maybe people think they are, or was Iowa better than we think we are up front? And that, to me, is we'll know that more this week, but right now I wouldn't bet on either one of them.
And the other factor why I would go with Iowa State, if I was doing this, you've got Beathard, who has not been in a big-type game atmosphere. They got out so early against Illinois State. It was 14-0 before you knew it. He could coast, and that's what he did. I mean, he smartly did. Didn't make any mistakes, but once he gets on a big stage on the road in front of 60,000 people, how does he react? He's the 51% passer a year ago. Will he make the throws? He's going to have to throw the ball downfield. They're not going to be able to just run it and be conservative like they did against Illinois State. Can Beathard win the game? And if I have to pick a quarterback that I want in the fourth quarter, believe it or not, I take Richardson over Beathard, and I think it comes out of those two, and Richardson pulls it out with a drive late.
I hope you're right, Boom. I hope you're right.
But that's going to be fun. I mean,
how many X's and O's did you sit and break down with Sage after that game? Did you guys put up some game tape and watch? Because that was phenomenal what you just did
Sage,
right there.
Sage took off and went to the tip-top lounge, so he didn't stay around and talk to me. But, I think it's going to be – this game has – either both teams are confident going into this game, I think, for the first time since 11. But even in 11, Iowa State just survived against you and I. So
true.
It's a different feeling where I think going into the season, both teams are like, I don't know what we really have. Now there's some confidence in both fan bases, but we still don't know. Each school will know a lot more Saturday night at 7 o'clock. I can't wait for it. It's going to be fantastic. In Ames, record crowd, 61,500. And we will be there as well. But when we come back, we're going to talk to our friends at the McFarland Clinic in Ames, Dr. Peter Buck, as we continue with the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat-screen TVs to enjoy your game, the best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing, the best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Game on. Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
We've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Thank you, Coach Fenley. We're live at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Brent Bloom, joined today by the voice of the fan. That is Adam Gray, Chris Williams. I can't say his name. Chris is in Humboldt for RVTV with the WHO TV guys to look for his coverage all week and their shenanigans. Keith Murphy got hit in the face by a foosball yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that.
But it wasn't serious enough where he had to go see the doctors at the McFarland Clinic of Ames. He could have if it got serious, but we're always happy to be joined by our friends up there. And today, joined by Dr. Peter Buck from the McFarland Clinic. And Dr. Buck, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks. Great to join you.
You posted a very fascinating article on Cyclone Fanatic today, and something that Adam and I are obviously acutely aware of, and that's biceps and bicep injuries. And it is something that, you're right, we do see a lot more lately, is bicep tears and bicep injuries.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we, growing up, just think of the biceps as that big old muscle that we can flex and impress other people with. But it actually is a more complex muscle, and if you follow college and NFL football, you will see almost at least every month, but sometimes every week, someone out for the season when they've ripped their biceps. So it's an interesting muscle. You know, we know where it's at, but upstream it has two attachment points. One goes into the shoulder called the long head of the biceps, and that actually has an important shoulder function that we would not otherwise know about. And downstream, of course, it attaches just below the elbow, but part of the tendon attaches to rotate the forearm like you're torquing a screwdriver. So the biceps has a lot more function than you might think because it has important elbow function and important shoulder function as well.
And Dr. Buck, when somebody tears a bicep, how exactly does that heal and what is the recovery time like?
Well, that's a good question. It depends which end you tear. Upstream near the shoulder, you can tear the tendon, and frequently if you're a weekend warrior athlete, that often does not need surgery because you have two attachment points up there. If you're a young athlete and you tear the tendon, then we would need to repair that. But there's a lot of injuries to the biceps around the shoulder that don't necessarily need surgery. Downstream, there's only one attachment point of the biceps on the radius bone. And when you pop that, I mean, that's what you read about NFL pages. You know, the biceps doesn't work at all, no function. And so that's surgically repaired, and you have to repair that tendon through what's called anchors, secure it down to the bone, and then, let it heal.
Dr. Buck, Cyhawk Week this week. I know you probably have to have some memories from this week. What's your favorite Cyhawk memory?
Well, there's a lot of favorite memories for sure. I would say the comeback victory of Seneca Wallace down at Kinnick Stadium is my favorite just because, you know, we gave them a huge lead at halftime and then just tortured them in the second half. But of recent history, the James White scamper around the end, catching the corner of the end zone in the overtime victory 4 years ago has got to be a great memory.
That's two good ones. Dr. Buck, we thank you for joining us, and feel free, and people can visit you at the McFarland Clinic in Ames. Always, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Of course, McFarland Clinic at 3600 West Lincoln Way. They are the doctors that take care of the Cyclones. They can take care of you, too, at 515-239-4400. Two of my favorites as well. 2002-2011.
I always go back to the Seneca game for many different reasons. I was actually at that game in Kinnick as a senior in high school. And if you remember, Brent, that game was a night game.
It was. 5 o'clock start.
So a lot of beverages were served up before that game.
Not
for me. Okay. No, I was in high school. I was a good boy back then, Brent. But, so for me as a high school kid going to that environment, wearing a Seneca Wallace jersey, I was terrified. And at halftime when I was up 24-7, I was hearing it from all over Kinnick Stadium. And when he led them back, and I still say that pass to Jack Whitford in the end zone is the greatest pass in Iowa State history. I mean, that turning his body like he did, throwing it to Whitford, that comeback, and to hear Kinnick get that quiet easily goes down as my favorite Cyhawk memory.
You know, I was there as well. It was my 18th birthday, that game.
Yep.
My dad went and bought me a cigar. I had a victory cigar. I had no idea what I was doing with that thing, but it tasted good, I thought, and then I think I got sick the next morning. But that was a great game. The last two wins, I think, are underrated for Iowa State. Last year's game was really, really well played.
Yes, it was.
And two great comebacks by Sam Richardson. Now, the rest of the season was garbage, so I think people will forget about it. That was a great win. But the Jake Knott tipped interception, Jake was one of my guys, walkie guy. I'll always remember that one as well.
One of my all-time favorite players. I was there for that game as well. And that was one where you were on the edge of your seat just hoping that Iowa State didn't blow it, because they really had dominated most of that game, kept turning it over in the red zone, could take advantage of it, and you thought Iowa was going to sneak away with the game. But Jake Knott did what he did many times for Iowa State, and that was come up with a big play for the win.
And it is interesting that the road team has won three straight games in this series. I believe that is the longest streak of road teams winning since the series got going back in the 70s. So
sounds like we got to end that.
Iowa State end that three-game road team winning streak? We'll find out on Saturday. But this series, so competitive over the last 20 years. And it everyone remembers Iowa's dominance. We grew up in that. And so I think generationally, to talk to guys in their 40s and their 50s, and they might not believe that this series is tied 10 apiece the last 20, this is one of the most competitive rivalries in college football right now. I mean, game-wise, they have been as close as pretty much any interconference game there is.
They have, and even the games, what was it, 2 years ago, where it looked like Iowa was going to blow them out.
Right.
Iowa State made a late rally, got it to a six-point game, and that's what makes it exciting. And you touched on it earlier, Brent. Fans are excited now. I mean, this is different than what we've had the last couple years. Both teams, I think, exceeded fans' expectations the first game. So we want more now. We want to see where it goes from here, and I'm really looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We'll talk to a guy next who has some insight on this game, and he's a former linebacker. We'll get his read on the linebacker play.
I think he's going to be pleased
with how they played last week against the Northern Iowa Panthers. We'll have Glenn Waterhouse next as we continue with the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, CycloneFanatic.com is proudly sponsored by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And let me tell you, that store in Clive has everything you need to create the kitchen of your dreams. They've got top-rated appliances, flooring, and coming soon, even cabinets. There you will find everything you're looking for. More than 100 options of refrigerators, ranges, and also dishwashers. They carry the brands you trust with all of the features and colors to perfectly complete that kitchen of your dreams. It's all in one store, Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Hey guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Great crowd here at Benchwarmers tonight. replay of the UNI game on Cyclones.tv on some of the screens. Also showing some highlights of the Cardinals handing it to the Cubs 4-3 earlier this afternoon. Cubs now behind 7.5 games in the Central. Not a big deal.
Who are they behind?
Cardinals. I don't even need to be asked. Brent Bloom here with Adam Gray filling in for Chris Williams, who is in Humboldt for RVTV. They're touring across the state.
Way to be nice to have his job. He's acting like he's working there, but every picture I see of him, they're just pretty much partying it up, having a good time.
Closing down bars.
Yeah.
Beating the town folk.
And then talk to him and he's swamped.
You have to hang out with Sipker then, and that takes away from it.
That's a good point.
Spent some time with that guy before. Not all that he's cracked up to be, Scott Sipker. I mean, he's a Bills fan. One guy who we always like talking to, that is Glenn Waterhouse, former Iowa State linebacker, who will also take care of all your insurance needs at glennwaterhouse.com. Glenn, give me your thoughts on Iowa State's first game of the year, and specifically the defense. Had to be impressive.
Well, yeah, hey, I was excited after what I saw, man. You know, the defense, I said last week, if we don't tackle and make those plays, and, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen. What I saw was we had a lot of depth. Okay, I heard a lot of Hawkeye fans this week say, well, they scored on our second and third team. Hey, our second team and third team guys were in playing the whole game with our first team. So what I saw is there's a lot of depth, especially from our linebackers and defensive line. I liked how we flew around the ball. Bloom, I heard you say earlier tonight, earlier on the show, that guys were getting stuck, right, and what they weren't breaking, you know, tackles. So I was impressed with our defense for the first game. A lot of young guys that kind of got me excited about what we can do.
So you obviously follow the other team in the state as well, and the Hawkeyes. You're a former coach, so you can break things down. What are a couple keys you think for the victor on Saturday night?
Well, you know, Iowa did establish the run game, and, you know, that's time of possession, trying to keep control. I like how we ran that 3-4. Maybe we'll come with a 4-3 this week. I think we can handle the run, and I like our defensive backs. And what I think is, you know, if we can hold that run and they try to go to that pass game, I think we got the ability to get some pressure on those guys. So I think looking at it, the run game is going to be something we got to take care of. If we take care of it, I think it's favor Iowa State.
What about offensively? Iowa State, some fits and starts. They had short fields a lot in the first half, only capitalized on only one of those times. I think they scored one time. They had the ball four times on the other side of the 50, only scored once in the first half. Second half a little bit better, but definitely see some signs that they could be okay.
Well, you know, we're the 102nd ranked offense in the country right now after 1 week.
There you go.
Okay, so we do have a lot of room to improve. I thought Richardson, you know, he hit some of the guys, but I felt like there were some guys deep downfield that we missed from time to time. Our running game's got to improve, but the biggest thing is we got to be able to sustain a drive, a long drive, and all the way through. So if we don't pick it up offensively and hold the ball and move it, we could be in trouble.
Now, Glenn, do you think a guy like Daniel Burton, who I think a lot of people say is Iowa State's best offensive lineman at the guard position, do you think bringing him back potentially this week could – it makes that big of a difference for Iowa State as far as passing game and running game, just one guy in the offensive line?
Absolutely. I think you bring in a key player, a guy with that much experience. I think he only brings depth and gives a little more, you know, ability to help win the game. So, for sure.
So give me a – Cy-Hawk memory or two now. When you were a member of the Cyclones, things didn't always go so well. But what was it like? What was it like as an Iowa guy matching up with the Hawkeyes?
Well, I was part of four losses to the Hawkeyes.
You and a lot of people for a good 15 years.
You know,
there.
But the thing that I remember is we had a game opportunity. We lost 31-28.
Yep.
And actually, it was, you talk about Alan Lazard, it was his dad, Kevin Lazard, who recovered an onside kick to give us an opportunity to win. Unfortunately, Bobby Utter fumbled, go down. We lost the game 31-28. But that was probably the most exciting time. You know, the mentality was, you know, Iowa's going to be a tough team to beat. So we had them on the ropes. That was probably my biggest memory of the excitement of a game and watching older Lazard have an opportunity there.
And what is it like for you, the mindset change? Because what, your last year was
1994.
So in the 20 years since you left, the teams are dead even at 10. I mean, how do you comprehend that they're dead even now after the 15-year stretch before?
Well, you know, I was part of that, a 17, 18 year in a row defeat. So
right.
I think right now, you know, it's a dead even game. That's totally different. You got different coaches. I mean, people got to move along in the world and understand this is a major rivalry game. 10 and 10, the last 20 years. So I think that's a null factor. I think Iowa State kids, they won last year. I think the mentality is they believe they can beat Iowa.
Well, they have two of the last 3 years.
Now, Glenn, I walked into Jack Trice Stadium on Saturday. I've been going to Iowa State football games for 25 years. And I knew what the Southeast End Iowa was going to look like, and it was far better than I ever envisioned to be. It was unbelievable to see the fans there, and I've been going for 25 years. Take me back to when you grew up and you were going to football games at Iowa State and see what it looked like back then to how it is now. Tell me how that was for you.
Well, it's definitely grown. You know, when the guys I was sitting by, they're like, hey, this is a big boy stadium now. You know, when we were there, the Olson building was what we dressed
right.
in. There was
right.
no Jacobson building. There was no south end zone. There was no big press box. It was four grass corners. We didn't have the indoor facility. We practiced over at the rec center. So Iowa State has got all the tools. They've got everything they need to win. We just need to keep building on this. But it's a total different atmosphere. It's amazingly different.
You know who else has all the tools? Glenn Waterhouse.
He does.
Got all your insurance tools.
Home, auto, life insurance. I'm sure I'm missing some stuff here, Glenn. What all do you do?
Guys, we take care of everybody. State Farm's number one rated auto, home, and life insurer in the country. We also help people with their retirement plans, health insurance, business, farms. So we're kind of a one-stop shop. We'd love to have you stop over on 86th Street in Johnston. We've got a lot of Cyclone Fanatic fans insured, and we talk a lot of football. We'll help them out and have a lot of fun.
No question at that. Find out more info, glennwaterhouse.com. Glenn, always a pleasure. Let's go beat the Hawks.
All right. Go State.
That's Glenn Waterhouse. Wrapping things up here on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. And Gray, you got somebody having a birthday today.
I do.
Give your young guy a shout out.
My firstborn Jake turned 9 today. And as I put up on social media, I'll never forget this day, not only because he was born, but it was the day Iowa State beat UNLV, and it was the controversial play in the back of the end zone. Were you down on the field for that game?
No, so that's funny because I had to do the post-game radio show, which is now Cyclone Reaction that Chris does. I was the first host of that, and we had to do it in Des Moines. So I was back in the studio, so I didn't get to see the meltdown. All I heard about was Walter's describing, was it Mike Sanford's meltdown
Mike
from
Sanford.
UNLV?
I actually went back and watched the YouTube of it. What an embarrassment for that coach. Absolutely embarrassing. But, yeah, you know, thanks for allowing me to have a shout-out for my son, Jake. For, you know, he's in the building. It's I think half of Ankeny's here in benchwarmers right now. What a night they got going on here.
Yeah, so we're
going
to celebrate Jake's 9-year-old birthday. Talk a little UNLV. My gosh, that year started 2-0.
Yes.
And then the wheels kind of fell off.
That was McCartney's last year, unfortunately.
Last year.
Yep.
We're hoping this Saturday at Jack Trice, goals a little bit better. Iowa State can go to 2-0. Your final thoughts, what are the things you're looking to see on Saturday?
You know, I think once again it comes back to you got to take advantage of what typically is Iowa's weakness, and that's defending the pass, especially when you get those linebackers one-on-one. And here's the thing. You know what Iowa's going to do on offense. They're going to try to establish the run, get play-action pass. They're not going to trick you, but they can still beat you if you let them physically dominate you. So I look for Iowa State to play. I know they're going to play fast. I want to see how physical they can play. And I think they do it well enough and win a close game. I think it's 17-14, somewhere in that range.
I'm going to give you a couple of guys that I think will be key for Iowa State. Offensively, I've already said it, Sam Richardson has to be great. He just has to be great because I think the Iowa defense will be able to control Iowa State's run game for the most part. So that's going to come down to can Iowa State's receivers win battles with the Iowa secondary, and Sam's got to be on point. And he cannot afford many mistakes because turnovers are going to be a killer. But the guy I think could be the biggest factor on Saturday afternoon, number 97 on defense for Iowa State, and that's DeMond Tucker. I think he is their most active defensive tackle they've had since Brent Curvey for sure, maybe even James Reed, and he could disrupt the Iowa offense. He's that good. I think DeMond Tucker has a chance to be a complete game changer for Iowa State, and we're going to see him on Saturday afternoon. Can't wait for it.
I'm excited.
It's fun. Thank you, C-Dub, for allowing Gray and I to fill in for him as he's on RVTV. Want to thank Mark Charter, Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, Glenn Waterhouse, also our guy, Dr. Peter Buck from McFarland Clinic, John Sellers, Andrew Downs producing, and we'll be back next Thursday on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show from Benchwarmers in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO.